If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word GRACEDIAMOND. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Joe Biden came out today to announce $800 million will be sent in for new weapons to Ukraine. And during that announcement, after he decided to take a couple questions, he also managed to reveal that he does not know what Title 42 is. I'm sure there will be a fact check soon to explain to me why what I saw and what I heard is not what actually happened and how Joe Biden is actually the smartest man on the planet. Fact check, true. But it was a very bad...
Here in Louisiana, yeah.
Very bad moment for him because Title 42 and the mask mandate are both hot topics right now in Joe Biden's America. Now, speaking of the Biden administration, I did tweet out to my followers today, you know, what do you think the Biden administration is most out of step on? And like I told you in the first hour, got a lot of responses. A lot of you are kind of angry. I understand tensions are high. Frustrations are very high right now. But a lot of people were saying inflation. A lot of people were just saying in all caps, everything. But here were the big ones: inflation, the border, and parental rights in education. And I think if you look at polling in general, what you'll see is immigration and inflation. I think inflation's number one for voters, but I think immigration is a pretty close number two in a lot of polls. So it's an interesting conversation to have. I'll keep reading those throughout the course of the show if I see any that I hadn't thought of. But it really is kind of amazing how this administration is siding with such a small faction of society. I do not think there are that many people who believe that we can survive with open borders and soft on crime, cities that are just being destroyed. I don't know if people saw this recently, but in LA, they're actually warning people to be very careful because some of these beautiful people, areas and neighborhoods and gated communities are being targeted and people are being robbed for their expensive handbags and cars and clothes. And so all of the repercussions of having such a horrible, chaotic, disorganized administration are starting to play out. And they're starting to play out for people who may never have experienced this kind of thing before. It is not just the lower income communities that are dealing with the destructive nature of Joe Biden's agenda. And that's going to be interesting. Now, on a separate note, before we go back to gender ideology in school, I want to read you a tweet here from Sagar and Jetty. He said, "The failure of CNN Plus and lapsing of Obama's Spotify contract are related. Bad establishment content." He uses a different word, but I'll just say bad.
Go there.
Poopy. Let's say poopy establishment content previously force fed to us in cable monopoly era simply cannot compete in the free market of streaming. The revolution has just begun.
That's the truth.
So we have CNN Plus that's folding. We have news that the Obamas and Spotify won't ink a new podcasting deal. There's reports they might go to Audible on Amazon or iHeart, but it's clear that Spotify was not interested in re-upping them. Why? I do not know. Why wouldn't you want to pay millions of dollars for a product that no one listens to? That one's beyond me. I'm not a businessman and I'm not a businesswoman. I'm not a business biologist. So I don't understand what Spotify wanted out of that. And then on top of it, you have Ron DeSantis waging this war with Disney.
Grace, we have breaking news update on that from Tallahassee. Florida lawmakers vote to strip Disney's self-government, handing DeSantis win in feud with the entertainment giant.
Good. And I'm glad we had John Daniel Davidson on, because that's going to age well today if people want to go back and listen to that interview.
That's from Jonathan Lemire from Politico. Zero Hedge also has it.
And in addition to that, Jared, it's not just Disney, it's not just Spotify, it's not just CNN. Plus, Netflix, as I mentioned yesterday, their share price is cratering, and Bill Ackman pulled out $1.1 billion out of Netflix. So you see a lot of these companies, and I just want to add in here that I was reading, I think it was in the Daily Mail, and they said, yeah, it was the Daily Mail. It says HBO Max and HBO customers skyrocketed by 3 million in the last quarter. So it's not just because people are cutting back that they're cutting off or not watching some of these services. It's because they don't like the content. You know, it's not because the message isn't being delivered properly. It's because they don't want to watch it, because people are subscribing to HBO Max. And I've thought about it, Jared. And we talked about this yesterday. I'm a mega mooch when it comes to these streaming services. Netflix is now talking about how they're going to stop having a shared passwords or whatever. If that happens, I'm out, because I've never paid for it. I'm not going to start now. What I will say, though, is that if I were going to pay for one streaming service, and there's so many to choose from, I think I would go with HBO. Because HBO, you can say what you want. Some of their stuff's woke, but they have good content. They have good shows.
And content is king. CNN Plus was trying to sell laser discs to Gen Z. Like, nobody was interested, nobody wanted it, nobody cared.
Well, also, the idea that you're going to have a product for free and no one's going to watch it, but they're going to watch it if they have to pay.
Right.
You don't have to be, you know, Hunter Biden to figure out that that's not going to work. All right, now, let's go back here, though. Warner Brothers Discovery expected to shut down CNN Plus. And then, as Jared pointed out, big win for Ron DeSantis in Florida. It seems like in this woke culture war, conservatives are having some success. This feels like a successful week. Let's go to Lou. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, we're like the Ukrainian army, I guess, trying to fight Russia. A couple of things. Before I get to my main point, I just want to talk about this thing that you said with Nicole Wallace and her comment. What have they been doing? Nothing but dehumanizing Trump voters and conservatives since Biden got elected. And if you look at what Trudeau did to the truckers up there in Canada, that was nothing but a big dehumanization process. So look who's talking, Nicole. That's all that they do. That's all that they do is dehumanize people. They're dehumanizing parents now for wanting to control the content of what their kids get during school. And I think all this stuff is very related. What's going on with Musk? What's going on with this exposure of the lids on TikTok business? They hate free speech. They hate the sunlight of free speech. And you've got all these, not only do you have corporations that are involved with this, you have medical associations. Liz Wheeler's pointed out that pediatricians are all involved in this whole thing. And all kinds of other groups are like, come on board with all this really woke, radical lib stuff.
Yeah, Lou, hold on. Let me stop you there for a second, because you just made me think of something that I meant to address last week, and I never got around to it. There was a story in the LA Times about a doctor or a surgeon who does a lot of these transgender surgeries, and she was saying how she thinks, and I believe that the doctor was a transgender person, and she said she thinks it's gone too far. Like, things like that have been happening a lot, where people are speaking up, and the libs of TikTok expose on the Washington Post. As a writer pointed out yesterday, it has the Barbara Streisand effect, where people go, wait, what's so bad about these videos that Taylor Lorenz and the Washington Post and Jeff Bezos, that they don't want us to see? And then you go look at these videos and you say, well, these people are all recording themselves on their own computers, and they seem pretty boastful and arrogant about what they're teaching these kids. They're all bragging about how they're indoctrinating these children. And what libs of TikTok is doing is amplifying those voices. And yet libs of TikTok here is the one who is hateful and spreading anti-LGBTQ messaging, when really all libs of TikTok was doing was retweeting and reposting things that these teachers were proud of. So what is the problem? Is the problem that that libs of TikTok was showing people what their kids are being taught? Because Jen Psaki tells us that none of this is even happening. And I guess libs of TikTok is kind of an issue because it contradicts that. Tony, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tony.
Good afternoon, Grace. Great to join you as always. Well, you know, first of all, you know, you folks there, you and your colleagues at WRKO are doing people a great service, you know, by bringing this subject and all the subjects up that most don't talk about. You know, you and Jeff and Sandy and Howie, you're doing a great job. Okay, you know you're never going to hear it on 4, 5, 7, 10, 25. You know what? They should be ashamed of themselves. They never talk about it. In this transgender discussion in the classroom, Grace, with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, okay? There's no place for that in the classroom, okay? These kids should be learning reading, writing, adding and subtracting, and that's it, okay? And you know what? Jen Psaki and administration, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You know, some kids are very vulnerable. They're like sponges when they hear things. They're in a very sensitive time in their lives. This is a very, very serious subject, Grace, because, you know, these kids are the future of this country, and they're trying to indoctrinate them like this, and it's horrible.
Well, you know what else, Tony? Tony, hold on a sec here, because I want to add something else in, which, again, was from a thread I saw yesterday. But let's keep in mind, as we discuss this and as we discuss this agenda from a lot of these teachers, this is coming after 2 years of parents having to put up with BS. So you're not just poking a bear, but you're poking a very, very angry bear, because these people have been dealing with this BS for 2 years. Their kids have lost experiences, they've lost opportunities, they've lost childhood memories, and now they finally get to go back to school, maybe take their masks off, and they find out that you're going to be indoctrinating their kids with all of this woke ideology. I don't think the Democrats understand just how bad of a move this is. And you'd think they would understand because of what happened with Glenn Youngkin. But they don't learn from their mistakes. And we, as Ron DeSantis is doing, we should be taking advantage of the fact that Democrats don't learn from their mistakes, that they make the same mistake over and over again. And we should stop doing that as well. We should stop making the same mistake and instead say, you know what? You know what, Disney? You know what, all these woke companies, if you feel this strongly about this, if you feel this passionately that you want to be able to indoctrinate kids from the ages of, from the grades of K through three, well, guess what? You can put your money where your mouth is. You can afford to lose all your special privileges, the Reedy Creek, all that. You can afford to lose it because it means that much to you. We're going to allow you not just to virtue signal, but to do more than that. We're going to let you virtue signal with your cash. And you know what I was thinking of during the break? These teachers or progressives or anyone, and I know not all teachers by any means believe in all this indoctrination, but these far left extremists who are so passionate about gender ideology and being able to teach it to young children, they are not going to care as much if Disney loses millions of dollars. You know, they're not going to come. Like, Disney can come to whoever defense they want, and good luck to them. But I don't think anyone's going to be shedding tears for Disney losing millions of dollars. I'm sure some of the CEOs will be shedding tears, but I don't think any of the libs on TikTok will be crying for Disney. Don't cry for me, Mickey Mouse. Due to the incredible demand, Eden Pure is extending the Diamond Excel special until Sunday, April 24th. If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. Mother's Day is coming up. This is a great time to get your mom a pair of these earrings. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for only $79. That's right, each is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. I wore mine the other night on Newsmax. It was a great way to add a little pizzazz to my look. And I really do love these earrings. They are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and they have over 8 million satisfied customers. One of those customers is yours truly. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil. They come in a nice little black velvet gift box. This offer is only good for this week. Shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. So go to Diamond Excel. It's EXCEL.com. Save $120 with code word GRACEDIAMOND. That is the key. Shipping is free. That's DiamondExcel.com. code Grace Diamond. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, by people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Now is the time to spring into action and run for state office in Massachusetts. You only need 150 signatures to run for the state legislature. Visit massfiscal.org to learn more. Again, that website is massfiscal.org. Contact our friends at massfiscal.org to learn more on how to run for office. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Have you watched any of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
No, and I'm a celebrity kind of person. I typically read the Daily Mail. I get all this. I read Page Six. I get all the celebrity gossip. But for some reason, this one is not interesting to me. And it's everywhere. Like, you turn on Fox, you turn on CNN. I guess it's just because it's televised and Johnny Depp is a big star. You know what this also plays into, though? I've never been a Johnny Depp girl. I'm a Brad Pitt girl. Love Brad Pitt. Johnny Depp, for me, the one time I thought Johnny Depp was really exceptional, and by exceptional, I mean extremely good looking, was in the movie Blow with Penelope Cruz. Besides that, I never liked Pirates of the Caribbean. No shade to anybody who does, but that's never my jam. And the Willy Wonka movies and that kind of stuff, I also don't love that. So I've just...
Yeah, the Tim Burton stuff, he's good in it, but it's just a little weird for a lot of people.
He's talented, but his movies have never really been my thing. Blow was a very good movie, though, I have to admit. So I'm going to say no, have not been watching that.
91% of the audience now says no, have not seen it.
All righty. Now, what we have to talk about here is the White House is defending ending Title 42 as more Democrats push back. I think more Democrats are starting to push back because they go, oh, snap. Joe Biden doesn't know what Title 42 is, so maybe we should start defending Title 42.
Oh, boy.
What has he been telling us thus far? If you missed it, Joe Biden bungled a question. He was asked about Title 42. He said they were appealing it. I think he, in his mind, I don't want to be one of those fact checkers who can tell you what he was thinking, but obviously he got it confused with the mask mandate. But Jared, I don't even think I want to do that right now. I want to cover something else pretty quickly. This Donald Trump Piers Morgan thing. All this drama, because Piers Morgan interviewed Donald Trump, he made it seem like Donald Trump, in the trailer, in the teaser, he made it seem like he walked off in a huff. Like, they got in a big fight about the 2020 elections, and Donald Trump stormed off. Turns out that was deceptively edited. Shocker. I'm sure we're not going to get a fact check on it.
It's an infamous fake.
But we do have sound that reveals that actually the whole exchange was a lot more cordial than Piers Morgan would have us believe. Don't let this destroy your faith in Piers Morgan. Let's have play whatever one you like, Jared.
Okay, Piers, I'm ready.
A former president in denial.
I'll be completely straight with you to your face.
I think I'm a very honest man. Much more honest than you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a free and fair match. You lost.
Only a fool would think.
You think I'm a fool?
I do now, yeah.
With
excuse
respect.
Me.
Okay, but with respect.
The legislature.
The hard evidence.
Excuse me.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
It's, I realize I'm not like.
Very dishonest. Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus
Turn
Trump.
Turn the camera off.
Very dishonest.
Only on Talk TV.
Are you happy to?
When you don't drink.
I don't drink.
It is traditionally you buy a round for
everyone. That is true.
Did you do that?
Probably happened. That probably happened because I own the club. I'm sure it happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was a great interview. Yeah. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Where's the camera?
All right. So at the end of it, Piers Morgan says that was a great interview. They laugh. Well, this isn't, I was a little confused why this was such a huge story. Like, people really thought that you were getting the full story with the teaser. This is kind of what, I mean, has anyone watched The Kardashians? This happens every week. you find out that there's going to be a huge spoiler plot twist, and then it's just a nothing burger.
Well, Pierce Morgan's a conservative Fox person now, right, or something?
844-500-4242. Get on the lines for Woke or Joke, brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Let's have full lines when we come back with the Wizard of Woke.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. You know what time it is. It's 1:30 on a Thursday, and that means it's time for Aviva Trattoria's Woke or Joke. Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Mother's Day is coming up, and Aviva has you covered with an incredible brunch Mother's Day weekend. Their special brunch menu is to die for. Chef Anthony, we've had him on the show plenty of times. He's excellent. He puts a twist on many traditional brunch favorites, and they're all delicious, including the braised short rib, the Al Pacino short rib hash. They also have a steak and eggs entree with sliced steak tips and Aviva's home fries. So make your reservation soon at any of their locations in Maynard, Marlboro, Malden, Rentham, or Westford. Parking is free at all locations, and you can check out their entire menu and more at AvivaTrattoria.com. I'm sure Mom will be very happy if she doesn't have to cook and you take her out for brunch. All right. It's time for Woke or Joke, and before we play the music, I want to remind everyone that if you didn't get on originally, keep trying, because as people fall off, as people lose or sometimes win, the lines open up and you could get on again. So the number is 844-500-4242. You have a chance to win a $50 gift card. You'll be entered to win a $50 gift card from Aviva Trattoria. The number is 844-500-4242. Taylor Cormier is with us. That means it's time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink-haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me.
Alrighty then, Taylor, are you ready for Woke or Joke?
I think so.
Okay, let's go to the callers. Allie, you're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Allie?
I'm ready, Grace.
Okay.
All right, Allie, here's your headline. Update to film ratings to include warnings of gendered speech.
Joke.
Wow, joke. Yes, you're correct.
Yay!
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Good job, Allie. You'll be entered to win the $50 gift card from Aviva. You are a big-time winner. Let's go to Billy Mack. You're next up on The Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Billy Mack?
I am as ready as I will ever be.
All right, okay. Billy Mack. Here is your headline. Nonprofit demands Hollywood create more climate change content.
Woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke.
I just don't think, and this is kind of a conversation that goes into the CNN Plus and all this, I just don't think people are watching it. Like, it's wonderful that you want to create content to show people that you are politically woke and that you check all the boxes of being a climate change fighter and Greta Thunberg would be a fan of yours. If you spend all this money and people don't watch it, it's just a bad business decision.
Right. And I think the Hail Mary pass for that was the Don't Look Up movie, which was as star-studded a film as you could find.
Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Meryl Streep.
Timothy Chalamet.
Who?
Timothy Chalamet.
I believe it's Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I think the kids call him Timothy Chalamet something.
Okay.
We'll have to fact check that.
That fact check.
That sucked. That was a terrible movie.
I didn't watch it.
I've never even heard of that.
The Flight to Palm Beach. It's on Netflix.
You've heard of it. It was the one with Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio, and it was like they were promoting it really heavy.
It's like this metaphor for not only climate change, but COVID as well. It was just
fake
awful.
News, yeah.
Meryl Streep was a female Donald Trump.
And by the way.
Oh, okay, yes, that one. Okay.
And by the way, I'm not taking advice from Leonardo DiCaprio on the climate anymore.
Right.
The guy's always on a yacht. Good for you, but stop telling me while I'm flying the back in commercial that I need to do more to save the sharks or whatever.
It's like, the only choice for somebody like me.
And another big blockbuster about climate change was The Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid. That was a few years back.
That was a while ago. That was like 10 years ago, I think. But
longer than that.
You know what, Taylor? Yeah. I'm glad you brought this up because I have something to say.
Yes?
I hate, and I don't use that word a lot, I hate end of the world movies. I have no desire to envision what it's going to be like when the world ends. If it ends, it ends. But I don't want to partake. Nope. End of the... No.
2012?
Nope. No. No. I don't know why people want to watch that. The same thing with the movies about pandemics. Like, remember when the pandemic first happened and everyone was watching Contagion and they had all these documentaries on Netflix about pandemics? I'm like, who? Why are you torturing yourselves? Watch something fun and upbeat. I do love murder docs, though, so...
Earth blowing up movies. Those are kind of cool.
Nope. We should run a poll on
you
that.
You gotta watch them on a big screen. You gotta watch them in the theater.
You know, you need to get into the Irwin Allen films of the 70s. They were disaster movies, but it wasn't end of the world movies. Very high quality stuff.
Like zombies?
No. Just like the Towering Inferno.
Oh, yes.
I think
Earthquake.
Yeah, Earthquake, stuff like that.
I think
Poseidon
I have other...
Poseidon Adventure.
The Poseidon Adventure.
Yes. I have other stuff on my list. I like period pieces, and I also love murder docs. So those are my two things right now.
Wait, hold on. You don't want to watch movies about everybody dying, just about some people dying.
Like Ted Bundy, that kind of stuff. It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a hard nut to crack. You know, you can't figure me out. I'm an enigma. All right, let's go to Deirdre. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Deirdre?
Hey, guys. Yeah, let's go.
All right, Deirdre. Here is your headline. Earth Day goes NASCAR. Organizers to host first annual race of electric vehicles, the Windy 500.
You know what? I'll go with joke.
That's a very good answer. Yes, you're correct. That's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke.
I do like the Windy
500. That's not true.
I liked it too. The Windy 500.
Yeah, that's good. But I think that was a smart move because NASCAR is not, out of all of the woke places, they're not the wokest. They're getting woke, but they're not fully there yet. Mike, you're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. Diversity and inclusion leaders complain that DJ at school event wore blackface. Problem was, he was just an African American.
I gotta say woke.
That is woke, yes.
Oh, no.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
What a bunch of losers.
Big time losers.
Big time losers. But you, Mike, are
a
big time winner. Wow, that's crazy.
This was at... Scottsdale Human Relations Commission, the Scottsdale Unified School District for the incident. It was some party. They had DJ Kim Coco Hunter. They believe that Hunter was a white man dressed in blackface. He wasn't. He had an afro. He was wearing sunglasses, and he was black. Why would you question that?
Yikes. All right, let's go to Tom. You're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Tom?
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Bring it on.
All right, Tom, here's your headline. Disney labels Tinkerbell and Captain Hook as problematic.
That's woke.
That is woke.
Very good, Tom.
Not a joke.
You're getting some by you today.
I'm the big-time loser today.
I finally got one right.
Very good.
Oh, we're so happy for you. Tom, you're entered to win a $50 gift card. Stay on the line and talk to Matt. So what is wrong with Tinkerbell and Captain Hook?
Tinkerbell is problematic because she is body conscious, because she's jealous of Wendy and her friendship or kinship with Peter Pan.
I've actually never seen Peter Pan. So.
Really?
How is that way into body conscious, though, other than she's very small?
She gets very angry over, I don't know, she gets jealous. I have no idea. I don't know.
He's like, I'm just reading it.
I know. I'm just curious
if their opinions to you. This is, Dr. Hook, Captain Hook.
Dr.
Hook's medicine show is nuts. Currently running.
Captain Hook is problematic because it displays people with disabilities in a bad light as evil. But I'm pretty sure he was evil before he was disabled. Or had a prosthetic hook.
Do we have an origin story?
I believe his name is James T. Hook.
Yeah.
But it just so happened, and I'm sure there is an origin story.
Spoiler alert, the crocodile bit his hand off.
No. Peter Pan cut his hand off and fed it to the crocodile.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, I'm talking about is that his villain origin story, though? Is that what made him evil? Or was it something before that?
No, he was evil before that.
Yeah, right.
Why would Peter Pan just cut off a nice guy's hand?
We need a prequel.
Walking around
Neverland is a secret villain.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the big thing that Disney overlooked in the Peter Pan movie is the what makes the red man red scene.
Grace is waiting for Discovery ID on Peter Pan chopping people's hands off.
You've really never seen Peter Pan?
No,
1956, I think.
I think I saw the play when I was younger.
The animated movie.
No, but I've seen bits and pieces, but no, I've never sat through the whole thing.
It's great. One of those really great Disney movies.
You learn the value of staying young forever. Disabled people are pirates. There's so much that you learn.
I don't think I'll ever get around to that either. That's not on my list. Joanna, you're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Joanna?
Okay.
You don't sound confident.
Right. Joanna, here's your headline. Study finds elephants are quite liberal, defying GOP's use of pachyderm as mascot.
That's a joke.
That is a joke, yes.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I'll say this. It was not a very woke week, and today has not been my most creative day.
I thought that was a good one. I did.
It's okay. I think I've used an iteration of it before.
Okay. You're being a little hard on yourself. Yeah. It's Thursday. It's been a long week. Okay. Dennis, you're next up on... let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're next up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Dennis?
I am ready.
Okay, Dennis. Here's your headline. Webster's publishing LGBTQIA dictionary.
That's woke.
That's my first catch of the day. It's a joke.
Oh!
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Sorry, Dennis. You are our first big-time loser.
You're a loser.
Taylor, do we have more headlines?
We've got two more.
Okay, let's go to... Lee has been waiting patiently. Lee, you are next up. Are you ready for your headline?
Yes, I am.
All right, Lee, here's your headline. Proposal for political theme park details Woker Coaster and Obama Go Round.
I didn't hear you. Broke up. Sorry.
Try again.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, Lee.
Okay, I'll just say, yep.
You told me you were ready, so here again is your headline.
Taylor's in a nasty mood today.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Give it to him again.
Proposal for political theme park details Woker Coaster and Obama Go Round.
I hope it's a joke.
Is that your answer?
Joke.
Okay.
It is a joke.
Very good. Now that was
By
not
the way,
your best.
That was a joke. That's not true.
That was not your best work.
No.
that one
was
I'll
one
give.
Of the last ones I came up with today, and I was just running out of steam.
Oh, Obama Go Round.
I left one out. It was the virtual streets of San Francisco thrill ride.
Now that would be a ride. You have to dodge the syringes.
Complete with smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Ugh. You know what that would remind me of is remember the E.T. ride at Disney where you got on the bicycle and you got to go up towards the moon? Mm-hmm. That was a cool one.
And they had one in Animal Kingdom in the Tree of Life where you'd sit in there and the bugs, you could feel the bugs on your legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they'd spray you.
I haven't been in a while, but I just remember the E.T. one. I thought, this is the tops. Doesn't get any better than this.
Elliot.
Okay, let's go to our last person on Woke or Joke, George. You're next up. Are you ready for your headline, George?
Yes, Grace, I am.
Okay.
Okay, George, here is your headline. Are you paying attention? Are you listening?
Yes. Sir, I am.
Okay, I don't want to have to repeat myself. Here's your headline. Rhode Island bill would punish unvaccinated with doubled income tax and monthly fine.
I live here, so it's definitely woke.
That is woke, yes, that's true.
Monthly fine?
Not a joke.
How much is it?
The monthly fine, let me see if I can find a dollar amount.
So we went from, if you get vaccinated, you'll get
50 bucks a month.
We went from, if you get vaccinated, you'll get, not only will it protect you from the virus, but you'll also get like a glazed donut, you'll get a beer, you'll get $100.
Yep.
And now where you'll get fined, this escalated quickly.
50 bucks a month and your income tax doubled.
That's just not right.
It's criminal. Mm-hmm.
Well, Taylor.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Taylor, anything else to report to us today?
No, that's it. I'm going to go take a nap.
You're a loser.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Taylor? You tried. You did a good job. And congratulations to all of the winners today.
A lot of entries this week.
You will be entered to win a $50 gift card. 844-500.
The wheel of names is going to spin like the Obama go-around after this one.
844-500-4242. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about journalism in the news and also Bernie Sanders 2024. Hold on to your hats. Because Bernie could be coming back.
Blah, 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 blah.
We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
This week we reported that Joe Biden told Obama he's going to run in 2024, which I'm sure Obama replied, "Hey, leave me alone. I'm trying to talk to my friends."
Not a joke.
Why do you keep hovering over my shoulder, Joe? Back off. Give me a little space. No, so Biden said he's going to run again. Whether that means he will, this is what presidents have to say. Otherwise, you become a lame duck, which he's already pretty much a lame duck, but he's claiming he's going to run again. And then I see this report that Bernie Sanders is pondering another presidential bid. I do think there are rules that if you want to keep your campaign money, you have to always kind of say that you might run for president. But I wouldn't put it past Bernie to run. He would be, if he decides to run, he will be he's in his early 80s. He's 1 year older than Biden. And Biden is what, 78? So he's
78. I believe he's 78. I will check that now.
Now, this brings up the question of like what's going to happen in 2024. I know it's a popular topic for people, but after seeing the whole Piers Morgan Trump thing, I do put
he is 79.
So Bernie's 80. Bernie is 80 years old. 80 years of yelling at the deodorant at CVS. Wow. But you know what's interesting, Jared, is that there's this whole conversation about whether Trump should run or DeSantis should run. And I have to say, when I see the headlines about Trump and Piers Morgan, it does give weight to the fact that he is a lightning rod. Like, even in this situation where you know it's fake news, where you know it's deceptively edited, the mainstream media blasts it everywhere, and it does start to feel like a little bit of a distraction, you know, as opposed to when you look at Ron DeSantis. He is making waves, but he's picking the right fights. And I'm not blaming Trump. I think people have Trump derangement syndrome. And unfortunately, that is not going to go away. So I don't know if it's going to be Trump versus Bernie, Trump versus Biden. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that watching the Democrats play this out is going to be such a grab the popcorn moment. Like trying to figure out, is it going to be Hillary? Is it going to be Bernie? Is it going to be Joe? Is it going to be Pete Buttigieg? Is it going to be the Easter Bunny? How will Democrats decide amongst all of these amazing candidates? When we come back, we're going to do journalism in the news and take your calls, 844-500-4242.